Yeah, it was great. You know, that was one of our goals coming in, to come in and, you know, score some points. And, you know, it was great to go out there and do that on a nice big play. It was just a play action pass, you know, double move downfield. Underthrew it a little bit, but he got up and made a big play. You know, and he came down with it. After he caught, he came down and ran for a touchdown. That's hard to do on a play like that. So, major props to Corey.
Anything special, doing against Marone on, the sideline?
Not so much. It was just more special just because it was my first touchdown. And, that's probably, the way out. Yeah, that's definitely going to be the way I remember it for sure.
What about, Doug and, being here in front of Doug and
before the game and stuff like that, it was nice to see them and all the former Syracuse guys. But, once the clock started ticking, they just, became another opponent, It's just it's the way it is.
Did getting that extended time allow you to get into the game a little bit, not just have a series here?
Getting a little bit more time, definitely helps any quarterback and get into a rhythm and stuff like that. It's kind of hard coming in cold off the bench and only getting a series or two. So, getting that extended time was definitely helpful.
You said you underthrew that pass a little bit. When you have a big, tall receiver like Corey, I guess that takes away a lot of.
Specific play, it's a pretty far downfield throw, and having Corey out, we put Corey out there, specifically because he can do stuff like that. He's proved it in practice that he can make plays like that, and it worked out great.
As you stand here now, soon after the game, think about your performance. You think some good, some bad?
Yeah, some good, some bad. Definitely wish I had some throws back, some decisions back. But that's the benefit of preseason where you can, take this as, great learning experience and go back, look at the film, see the mistakes you made, and, learn from it.
The interception was called back, so it doesn't count.
Right.
Does it count in your mind?
It was a little bit hard to tell. I did get, it was inexcusable to turn the ball over. We'll have to go back to the film and see what the deal was. I wasn't trying to throw it right to his chest on purpose. I'll guarantee you that.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Yeah, I got whacked in the face a little bit, so maybe that had something to do with it, but we'll see. We'll see on film.
You can always say it.
Right, I guess I could. I don't want to be that guy, yeah.
And how did you think the whole communication with Coach McAdoo went the first time in the game?
Well, I started to freak out at first because my headset wasn't working. I was like 2 seconds from going in, and I was like, oh, geez, I'm going to do high school, run from the sideline to the huddle like every play. But communication worked great. Went pretty smoothly, which is what we expected.
If it wasn't working, then how did
they just start? It was a little headset malfunction. Then we got switched out the mics and stuff, and then it all started. It all worked out. So,
How helpful were the tablets on the sideline?
They were cool. I wish I would have got them a day ahead of time just so we could, play around with them a little bit because we were kind of learning about them on the fly. But they were definitely helpful. A lot more views, and, it was pretty neat.
How long have you been?
So what can you see? Can you watch live plays?
Not like just
plays.
Just get rapid shots of plays, pre-snap, post-snap, and from all different types of angles. So which is helpful from seeing it from the booth and then seeing it from the field, which is good.
So it's the same things you guys used to look at.
But now it's quicker. Now that you have four pictures on one screen instead of flipping back and forth.
Did you feel like you were moving quicker today, just like getting the ball maybe a little bit better?
Yeah, that was one of our goals going in, was that we wanted to get the ball out quick. And
Corey, we'll put you alive.
We did a good job, guys, running crisp routes, and we had some good timing routes.